On this day in 1995, chemical substances were released on the Tokyo Metro. Japan may be the last place we associate with terrorism, but boy, when it occurs, is it ever big. When I was with CSIS, the Canadian Security Intelligence Service, I was regularly sent to meetings of the G7/G8, i.e. when Russia was still part of the forum, to represent Canada in the counterterrorism subgroup. In all honesty, these gatherings were not too useful, as we would only talk at an unclassified level, and as a result, the presentations by the various national delegations were hit and miss. On the miss side were clearly those from the Japanese team. I used to think that this was due largely to a language barrier. We all spoke English, even if only three parties, Canada, the UK, and the US, were Anglophone. I began to realize, however, that there was another factor. The Japanese had little to say. You see, Japan is rarely afflicted with terrorism. Even the acts by the Japanese Red Army, featured in an earlier Today in Terrorism piece, were minor in scale. This, of course, is a very good problem to have. Which country, after all, wants more rather than less terrorism? But when Japan did wake up to a terrorist attack, it was of a catastrophic nature. This day, in 1995, chemical substances were released on the Tokyo Metro. Sarin gas was a catalyst. It is a colorless, odorless liquid, which is highly lethal and is listed as a chemical weapon. Packages left on the subway began to leak, creating toxic fumes that in the end killed 13 people and injured more than 1,000. The toxin struck victims down in a matter of seconds, leaving them choking and vomiting, some blinded and paralyzed. The group behind the attack was called Omshun Rikyo, which is Supreme Truth, which began in the 1980s as a spiritual group mixing Hindu and Buddhist beliefs, and later added elements of apocalyptic Christian prophecies. It was led by a cult leader named Shoko Asahara, who had declared himself to be both Christ and the first quote-unquote enlightened one since Buddha. The cult was also accused of several other murders and an earlier sarin gas attack in 1994, which killed 8 and left 600 injured. In July 2018, the last members of the cult who planned the attack were executed in Japan. The death penalty is rare in that country. Omshun Rikyo went underground after the 95 attack, but did not disappear completely, renaming itself Aleph or Hikari no Wa. Chemical or biological weapons attacks are rare for a good reason. They are hard to carry out successfully. See my piece in Homeland Security Today on this. But when they do occur, they are terrifying. Let's hope that terrorists never master this technology. Hi, this is Phil Gursky, President and CEO of Borealis Threat and Risk Consulting in Ottawa, Canada. Thank you for listening to this episode of Today in Terrorism, where we look at what happened on this day in the past and what it means for today. I'd love to hear what you think of the content here at Borealis. You can email me at borealisrisk@gmail.com. You can follow me on Twitter at BorealisSaves, on LinkedIn, or on Facebook. You can also subscribe to all my content, Today in Terrorism, Quick Hits, Perspectives, and other media by going to my website, www.borealisthreatandrisk.com, and clicking the subscribe button on the top right of the screen. You will receive all the content free of charge to your inbox on a daily basis. That's it for today. I'll talk to you again tomorrow for another episode of Today in Terrorism. Until then, stay safe.